Hi, it's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. But before I get into that, I just want to make sure that you're aware that the big book sale ends Thursday, December 17th, 2009. This is where you get 7 bonuses when you buy a copy of my book, I'd Rather Be in the Studio, The Artist's No Excuse Guide to Self-Promotion, directly from me. Just go to idratherbeinthestudio.com/Santa. Okay, time for the podcast. This is probably one of my favorite topics to write about all year. I've been writing about it every year since the year 2003. And those who listen and who actually do this exercise tell me that it is a powerful thing. So I urge you to listen closely and to do these exercises before the end of the year. Because you've been going at it all year. I say, do this, try that. You do, you try. But then you look back on your task list and you become a little discouraged. The tasks just seem to keep multiplying. Hold on, just wait a minute. There will always be more to do, more than you have time for. Instead of thinking about what you still want to achieve, consider acknowledging all you've done. Take time to write down your accomplishments for the past year. And don't try to do it all at once. Dedicate a page in your journal or a document on your computer. Actually, you're going to need more than one page in your journal. But dedicate some place where you can add over the course of the next few weeks. I recommend writing it out all by hand because it seems more satisfying that way. So what I'm going to do right now is give you an inventory of questions to get you started. And it is an inventory, so maybe you just want to listen to the questions once through and then go back and write down your responses to them. Ready? Okay. In 2009, how did you promote your art? What did you do to enhance your online presence? What technological skills did you learn or improve? How many people did you add to your mailing list? Who were the top 10 cool or influential people you met? Whom did you mentor or help out? Did you create a new business card, portfolio, or other marketing piece? What medium or skill did you attempt or master? What did you try that was completely new? What did you try that was uncomfortable but helped you to grow? What worthy cause did you support in some way? What new art events, galleries, and museums did you visit? What resources did you discover? How did you improve your studio habits? What books did you read to help your career? What videos or films were useful? What seminars, workshops, lectures did you attend or teach? How did you enhance your office or studio environment? What organizations were you involved with? What grants, honors, or awards did you receive? What articles were written about your work? What exhibits, grants, contests, etc. did you submit your art to? Where did you save a wad of money? And finally, what was the single best thing that happened to your art career in 2009? After you've written everything down, give thanks. Be grateful for all that energy you found, the people you came across, and the experiences you learned from. If you feel like sharing, post your accomplishments to your blog. Then celebrate. Final word, there will always be more to do, but you'll be amazed at all you've accomplished. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you think you might enjoy reading this as much as listening to it, go to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, an email version of this podcast.